Okay, church, we will go into the Word, and today I want to talk to you about this very unique message. It probably got to the point where I finally have to share it and say it. The message is called Contaminated Generation. You know, this message is for those that have to bring His kingdom onto this earth. This message, how should I say it? It's not like for the whole body of Christ, for total Christianity, who saved was bride of Christ, and so on and so forth. This is not for the masses. This is for those that you know that you have been called to bring something onto this earth. Does somebody understand me? You've been called by God. You are a carrier of something. You understand that inside of you something is brewing and growing like a fetus in the womb of a pregnant woman. And you might set it apart and it comes back to you. You can't even pinpoint it just yet. What is it? But it reminds you that it's inside and it's growing. I remember my pregnancy time. Believe me, I tried to give birth to it. I gave birth to it, and the Lord said, why? And I carried it out, and then when I carried it out, I said, I don't need it. And the Lord said, no. You know what? We're very unique people. When you don't need to move, you move. When you need to move, we always, Lord, please, choose someone else. We kind of look like Moses. Why don't you pick Aaron? He speaks good. Aren't we all like that? And those that speak, they don't need to go there. Somebody understand me. While you are not limping yet, like Jacob, then you do many things with your own strength, and that is the problem. Somebody understand me? Oh, this message is for grown people. Believe me, I will go back, but I have to say it. Well, you're walking with your own feet, and you say, Lord, I can't hear. You can't say it. The red light goes, and you cannot go. Lord, I can do so much for you. The Lord says, when you're going to be broken, you'll do more. Some of them, the Lord is working on them. I can tell by looking at you through your eyes, you're thinking, should I come or just watch online? Why? Because you are being broken right now. You're in pain. Someone touched your hip, and hip could be many different things, financial, family, obstacle, things, physical. Hallelujah. So, this message is for those that have to bring His kingdom through many talents, manifestation. This is the word for His children. So, if you want to achieve something grand, it is necessary for you to separate yourself from corporate information, from corporate illusion that the spirit of this age creates. Somebody understand me? Everything that you live in, look and at, hear and see and touch and feel and turn on the news, is called corporate illusion. Someone is creating this fairy tale that either wanted or not, you'd have to believe in. How many people go from state to state just by looking at news? By looking some sort of, you know, news that the spirit of the sage says, the Lord strategically has placed you in this place no matter where you would be. In America, in Russia, Ukraine, in Europe, it doesn't matter. In China, maybe. Strategically, the Lord is placing you into a specific area to achieve something. So, those people that have to bring something big and grand, something powerful from heaven onto this earth, it doesn't matter if it's a book or a song or it's a word, whatever it is, or it's your ministry, you have no right to be attached or have and that information from the corporate information. What I mean? Books, TV stations, radio, news, newspapers, and we can go on and on and on with this list. Everything that you see and everything that you sense. Beloved, I'm not speaking against that you should not even watch news and know what's going on. No, I'm saying that you should stop living by that information. How many times I see people that they don't even go anywhere and start his day while he, until he reads something or watches the news, and the Lord says, it's not even my vision for you. You're reading not my book. Read my book. It's called Bible. There are many different things that are on there. And by the way, in the news, it's said to the end. The news anchors people. They've said it all. You know what? Read the book of Revelation. That's the most freshest book and freshest revelation, freshest news. It's so fresh that we're not even in there. It's called a spirit of prophecy. These people, the Lord is searching for these people to place them upon this earth. You know that what you see in newspapers and all these things, I'm not talking about Christianity and Christian literature. No, I'm talking about the spirit of the sage, the prophet of the spirit of the sage. Does somebody understand me? You think that if the prophet didn't come in a suit with a microphone, it didn't tell you something? You think it's not a prophet? Beloved, everything around you is prophesying into your destiny, and you are like a child trusted to the prophet of the spirit of this age. Corporate illusion, corporate information, mirage that the devil has created, it's not there, it does not exist, it's a mirage. Somebody understand me? We're going into the new year. We're already in it. It started. And I want for this message to clearly be heard in your life in the beginning of this year. For you to completely realize, because believe me, beloved, everything will come that you wouldn't even want to read about. The market is crushing the money. Who told you that you depend on that? We read the Bible, no matter where there'd be famine and drought. You know what? It doesn't even matter. The birds will feed the prophet. Maybe we will believe one time. We'll just go ahead and believe the Lord, church. I believe that prophets have to rise up that will... You know that with the prophetic voice of the spirit of this age, he has no resistance. He does what he wants. TV, radio, news, books, whatnot, magazines. And no one can resist. Everybody sits there, oh yeah, it's so sad. Oh Lord, my God, what should we do? Do not look at that. Start believing God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Are you getting it? We are so spiritual with us here. We want such heights. And still, as children, hang on to the corporate information. You're a child of God and not a child of the spirit of the sage. Stop feeding from the table of the world. The Lord wants not to only disconnect you spiritually, He wants to disconnect you from every single area. You'd have your own food. Physical and spiritual, you'd have everything that is yours. The Lord says, look at the birds. Look at the birds. I want to be daddy's bird. Just sing a song and everything is on the table. Hello. Look. Look at churches, at ministers. Oh, again, you're talking about your thing. Yes, because this is sort of a prophet of the last age that has to give an alternative, right? Where is the alternative? There is no alternative church. It's not there. It's not existent. Everything that the church does in the majority, I'm not speaking about everybody, there was always a remnant. There are those, the chosen ones, the ones that did not bow their knees before Baal. It was always there, but I'm speaking about majority here. They all sit and then hang on to this things that the world is presenting them. You know, what do you see right now? Everything besides the glory of God, signs, wonders, and miracles, life, and supernatural. Simply just a life and trusting the Lord. Everybody's in horror and you're on a boat sleeping. The whole world is panicking. We're drowning. We're sinking. Sleep. It's all good. Oh, we're so spiritual. We read all the books, but we didn't receive freedom from the most important thing, from the fear of the spirit of this age. He is motivating and moving our lives. You have to say, of course, you can say that when you walk close with the Lord, right here, upon this area, nothing cannot happen. Nothing will not happen without the will of the Lord. Everything will fall, everything will just break apart, but your area, the square that you're standing on, will remain. Recently, I was looking over YouTube clips, you could see it. You know John Hagee that shot at him? Six rounds, and three this way and three that way. And when they tried to examine it, they said that the bullet was flying, it was released, and then it went a little bit to the side of the person and it would hit the wall. You know, they say when you look at the bullet, they can kind of point through lasers through their examinations where the bullet was flying. The person was standing in the middle, but the bullets were going a little bit at an angle. The bullet had to turn around. Right in the middle of the room, it had to do a little dear out and hit the wall. For instance, they were filming the movie, and they said, filming that documentary, they said that it's not possible. Beloved, nothing will ever happen with you if you are his child. And if you're not his child, then fear. Fear if you're not God's child. If you're not his child, quickly run and become his child. Quickly say, Christ, I accept you in my heart because within this time, you cannot live without the Almighty. The finances will eat you up, or heart problem will eat you up from fear. You'll lay there. There are no attacks. All that's happening is that fear is eating you up. Blood pressure will rise up and you'll end up somewhere on the floor. Fell asleep and never woke up. Contaminated generation. Why? Church does not accept. How did church get to this point? By mixing up and contamination and perversion from the spirit of this age. At the end, right now, we look more like positive clubs and different organizations than a church that moves in the fire and power of the Holy Spirit. And why are we not there? Everyone has an excuse, and a serious excuse, too. No matter where you fly, no matter where you go and speak with pastors, masses of them, do you have God? I can't speak about us. I can speak for myself. Yes, I do have Him. I live with a live God. I can't even answer for my church. Church is made up of masses of people. Do you walk with real life God? Do you understand we have this situation? Have you noticed that? Everyone has excuses that start like this. You know what? We need God. Listen to me. Call Him. Call Him. Say, God, come. And that's it. That's it. And then do what He tells you to do. And here is, what will the brother say? What would this person say? What would the sister say in the choir that sits like that? Prophesies. The prophet will look at you, and pastor is standing, and he's controlled by the whole church, by even his children, and he, poor thing, does not know. Why? Because he wants to hold on to his position. Why do you need it? If it's from God, then say what He tells you to do. If not, just go over there and just enjoy your life. If the Lord placed you over here and you cannot say what He tells you to say, leave. Do not dirty the air. Let the Lord place someone that can diagnose the problem. I'm not going to a doctor to say, "Doctor, guys, how long do I have left to live? And I'm sick." No, they'll tell you everything is good with you. You're all good. And you'll say, "No, something is wrong." There's pain. Says, "So what? It's just a little bit blue. This is our church. This is our Christianity. Yeah, I cannot stop sinning." So what? You're the only one like that or what? We're all like that. Hallelujah. According to the grace of God, that's how we saved. Christianity that sold her position has been infestated, contaminated. It doesn't want to live in purity and holiness. It does not want to speak the words of truth. And they will do everything possible with people that are like you and me to shut their mouth because the word that comes out hits bullseye. Somebody understand me? Contaminated generation. You say, "Lord, raise him up." And God says, "Relax. I want to raise you up. I want to use your... I want to use your mouth. Speak. Change it. You don't like something? Go ahead, start doing something." You understand? Of course, we all like to control someone. You know how many messages I got through these all years that I have to preach? Pastor, you have to. I don't owe anybody anything. Only my life to Christ. That's the only thing that I own. Nothing else to anybody else. Our youth has to... Pastor of the church, listen, real story, writes to me. Our youth needs to hear, and because you're authority with them more than I am, this is what he's writing. He says, "Why don't you speak about this particular message?" Me? I'm here in Seattle preaching to the Ukrainian people in Ukraine because they will listen to my message and not your message. You know what? Then it's time for you to depart and, you know, get yourself something else to do. Get another place. Hello. At the end of it all, we look more like positive, you know, motivational clubs. Yes, church. Amen. No, I have a church. Listen, open up the book of Acts. We will start to compare it right now. They didn't call that revival. With us, it's these fancy phrases of revival. Lord, we want revival. We want revival is life in the movement of God. Revival is it, you wake up and you fall asleep, wake up and fall asleep, and this, what are we, I don't understand, that's how we live our whole life? Look what it means to be revived. It means to wake up, arise from sleep, to come into your senses, and moving, we're moving in the glory of God. With us, nobody reacts. They react more like someone gets a gold tooth. That's not from God. But everything else, the fact that everybody's sleeping from God, that's from sleeping in church, then that's from God. Pastor that doesn't put two or words together, or five preachers that preach on Sunday can't even put two words together, that's from God. He did everything else besides bringing the revelation to me. You know what? I want to eat and not listen to how you're just wiping your nose and you're reading to me scripture that I read yesterday. Why don't you give me food? Give me bread, heavenly bread. Yes, you sing it. Why don't you give it to me? Come on, feed us not your bread, no, heavenly bread. I want to leave from this place and receive something from God, not from you. Satan, look, he doesn't need to contaminate everybody. All he has to do is infect or contaminate the head, the leader or the pastor. Everything else will be done by, you know, by themselves. Somebody understand me. And then all this mass will want to do something. They'll say, "Pastor, it is written." And he say, "It was written then. With us, everything has been changed. With us, God does not move. God is sleeping. God does not heal anything. With us, it's just simply God. We simply believe in Him. Imagine, your children are at home, for instance, and you're as a father, you're just simply at home. No, hold on, you're not even home. You're there. You exist. And kids just know that daddy's somewhere here. We believe into daddy. You know what that's called? It's called daddy's not home. I grew up without a father. There's one sitting. She's by herself, still by herself. Praise the Lord for some daddies. You understand? When I believe into daddy, and then there's no, my father's not around. He has to be home. He has to help me pump the tires for my bicycle. He has to help me make a fire right over there. He has to help me go fishing or show me all these different things. Daddy's not home. Let's just accept the fact that dad is not home. We cast him out. We can do everything by ourselves. Oh, Jesus. I want to be dependent on you completely, Lord. I don't need anything else. I don't need these organizations where they want people to entertain and be entertained. You know what? I want to be in those places and hear those things that the Lord will speak into my life and change me. I want to be in that body, a body of Christ that moves according to His will. I want to be the bride of Christ and not be some sort of member. Some sort of organization. Look. Our generation is now blind. Listen. It sees, but sees wrong things. Listen to me. Our generation is not blind. Some say we're blind. No, blind means you don't see anything. Our generation sees very well, but it sees black as white and white as black. I tell you the truth. For me, I was amazed. We are known by maybe three people. Three and a half from our outside of our church. And when there was some sort of movement started of glory and signs and wonders, my God, you know, some people even lost it in this place, too. You say, Lord, you're in this, people are in this glory. You think I need it to fake something, to throw something? Who needs that? This is childish. We want God. We want God. I didn't tell him how to come. I tell him, come the way you want to come. I simply want to see God. Look. We are contaminated, church, because we are infected. And
мы все пытаемся с вами пробиться к чему-то, дорогие, мы должны давным-давно понять, что время реформации пришло.
Beloved, we have to understand that time of reformation has arrived. We don't need to wait for anybody. Time is time has come to arise. Time to bring out and give birth and carry the baby and prophesy. Maybe if you're not moving in your own ministry, at least you could just buy a bed or a stroller for your baby, for your faith to be visible. Maybe it's not visible yet, but you already start taking first steps. We don't need to change the old. The Lord doesn't do that. He wants to raise up a new generation of His children, people that are born in this world that know the whole pain and destruction of people and destinies around them that can rise up, at least look past their front yard from their house, and at least they could do stretch out their hand to help someone. Oh, someone is so irritated by these thousands of testimonies that come. We thank pastor. You know what? I want them to thank you as well. Let a letter come, and there would be written, thank you, Sergey. Tell him thanks, because if it wasn't for him.
Hello.
You don't need to be jealous. Why don't you just do it? You have to move. You need to pray. You need to hit and hit and, until you have a breakthrough, and cry out until you'll be heard and never ever give up. Oh, Jesus. In the ancient days, in times of wars and warriors, when they would capture cities, do you remember? I love history. So does my wife. We like to look at this you know, historical things that happened. You know what? Cities were, if it was a serious city back in the day, it had a fortress, like a wall built around it. And there were different things that happened. When they would shut the gates, first thing that the enemies would do, they would try to take over the city. They would poison the rivers and different fountains with water. For instance, there's the river. It has to, the whole huge city has to be fed off on something. The water has to come from somewhere. They would just contaminate the water. And in a certain incidents, they wouldn't even battle. They'd sit there and wait how diseases would take over. And the city would just die out. And then it was quite easy to capture the city when everybody was sick and dead. You know what? The devil is not attacking or, you know, contaminating us directly. All he does, he periodically he throws things here and there until we kind of get contaminated completely. Something has to wake up in your spirit, and you have to say, Lord, we don't even look what you, we don't even look nothing like what you gave birth to. Everything that has remained from what Christianity and it should be is a shell. It kind of is like a church, but inside is empty. There is no life. Where are saved souls? Where are those people that are added into the body of Christ? We're not talking about our church here or churches individual. We're talking about the body of Christ. What are you doing? Every one of you that watch us, thousands of people, what are you doing? Rise up. Don't let anybody tell you anything. You have God, you have the Word of God, you have the Holy Spirit. That's all that you need. You don't need my messages. Everything that I do for you, I bring you, point you back to cross, to Christ. Like I said before, this one thought. You don't have God? Then I have enough God inside of me to lead you to him, and then I have also enough of a human in me for you not to get attached to me or to follow me, but only follow God. Listen. Cities would get contaminated and poisoned for a certain amount of time. It was easy for the enemies to capture the city. You know why? Church of Christ, church, even right now, is not even that dangerous to the devil. Because we are so attached and dependent on what is given. Yeah, we are a city that's closed, God gates. We're the church, but the rivers and the waters that are flowing into our city, they're poisoned by the devil. Yes, you're a Christian. You pray for your meal. Have you ever prayed about what is coming from that TV into your head? You're afraid for your stomach to get poisoned? You know what? Your mind, your brains, your consciousness has been contaminated and then infected by the spirit of this age. You know what? I'm a radical person, and I love people that are being risen right now, because when I read the Bible, Bible is a very radical book. Prophets, they were radical. Christ was one of the most radical individuals ever. An individual that had no fear at all. You're going to eat my flesh and blood. Okay, bye-bye, Jesus. Do you guys want to leave too? No, we're going to stay with you. Storms and things that happened. Everybody was afraid besides Jesus. Jesus was sleeping on the boat. Explain to me, how can you sleep? It speaks about the fact that his nerves were in order. His nervous system was all good. It's all good. He was relaxed. He was speaking and preaching to masses, and I'm sure he might have been tired, and he had a good dream. If there is a true calling upon you, it doesn't matter what area it is, you'd have to watch out and protect yourself from spiritual infestation. People that are not called or have a calling upon their lives, they will not even understand what I'm saying. Spiritual contamination. Where and from who are you feeding? And one of the messages, I've talked about this before, you clearly have to figure out for yourself the sources that are coming into your life. What is coming in? Who is coming out? Coming in into your life? Flowing into your life? When the Lord revealed this to me many years ago, you know what? That I even cleaned out my books. I got rid of 90% of my books. Christian books too. And the Lord says, son, pay attention about and look at the movies. Some say, oh, this is just a religious message, not what enters, what pollutes you, but what comes out. No, first it comes in, and then just pollutes everything, and then comes out of you. Hello. And we walk around and we're eating everything. What comes in, hallelujah. I only care about what comes out. Explain to me. What comes out of you? Either nothing or something good or bad. What? Let's move on. Listen.
Вся эта информация
All of this information
присоединяется и примешивается к информации
is connected
свыше.
To the information from
Ты хочешь выносить ребенка
Божьего или carry God's child or some sort of hybrid.
Потом, когда поднимается
And then when some sort of ministry raises up, you understand that there's all there is some sort of mixture of everything. People are depending on other people. Or our church is falling apart if you will not collect $1,000 and I say fall apart. Because if $1,000 keeps your church together, then you don't need God. Somebody understand me. We need to go and feed the poor and the hungry. You know what? There are so many people that are spiritually hungry. Why don't you feed them? Maybe we will stop doing stupid things and feeding three people here and raise up a generation that will destroy hunger. Let's think how Christ was thinking. Why Jesus didn't heal everybody, didn't touch everybody? Because he was working on those that will do the same thing as he did. Team. Individuals that he has invested himself into. When he left, everyone at that time found out who Christ is. Church of the first days, Apostolic Church, did a great job. In our church, we have great future before us. Right now, you cannot just sit and do nothing. Right now, you have to. It will be visible upon you. You're either individual from God or you're not from God. Beloved, what is happening in the world, supernatural has taken over everything. If you don't believe me, why don't you look at everything at the news, look at internet, TV shows, everything. The most popular shows on TV are the shows, I've said this before, that is connected, has a spiritual context in it. Content, it's something either witchcraft or many different things like that. It has to be something supernatural, some sort of something that will attract you to watch that movie or to that show. You might not even notice it, but you're attracted to it. We've said that this generation has matured, and we need to see the children of light. The generation has been matured. We don't have time to play or figure things out and say, I don't understand this. Oh, this. Why don't you just give this all to the Lord and go to Him, and on the way there, you'll understand. Trust Him. For some reason, we always feel like the powers of darkness need to stop you. It's not even true. Powers of darkness would always try to pollute and infect the information and add their information into it. And in the process, control these people, because now you will be dependent upon what the spirit of this age will tell you. What do we see at the moment? Church has become a hybrid and like a mixture of two worlds. You know why is it so hard to speak these things? Because in the church, there's the Bible and also the mixture of the spirit of this age. You clearly see here, you read the Bible where it is written, I will give you everything, I will feed you, the Father will never ever leave his children. Right here, you look at the news, and they say, we will not have rice, there's drought. And everybody says, oh no, it was by all the rice. And Satan is sitting there and laughing at us. It's a crisis. We're not
going to
eat rice. And everybody went to buy rice, and I'm sitting there and thinking, I'm looking, and even those people that didn't eat rice, they went and bought rice. Why are you buying rice? I'm looking how easy we can be just fooled, how embarrassing it is. All of your faith is based upon the 30 cans of food upon your shelf. If they're not there, that's it. There should be a case of rice somewhere. Tuna fish. You gotta have sprouts. How can we live without canned fish? May the Lord bless Lithuania for their fish. What? Somebody understand? Remember happiness of a. Does somebody understand this kielbasa that we used to have? Oh, Lord have mercy, the things that were in there. You know how I knew that they have this kielbasa at the store? Because it had this particular smell around it. And somebody might say, I love it. Well, enjoy it, because it's mystery meat. Go ahead and eat it. You know, if you mince it all together with spices, it ain't so bad. Beloved, and I look at us and we say, Lord, we want your movement, we want your power. Did you look in your closet in the last couple of days? The Lord needs to take the church through a test, and you'd have to trust him, even when you have nothing in your life. Yes, we lived in a country that we weren't sure if we were going to have food tomorrow or not. And we came to America. Check this out. We're so smart now. Look. God didn't simply give birth to you over there on the other continent. You went through the most serious training that you possibly go through. First of all, you ate that no one, none of the Americans will ever touch it. My wife, Sveta, she likes hala. It's like sweet-tasting dirt. Hala. And Americans come and say, "What are you eating dirt?" She says, no, try it. He tried it. And he froze. Ask her. There was a story. Very funny. We were laughing, but he never tried this garbage. Beloved, everyone will die, but the Russians will not die.
We can
eat sweet dirt, too. From the very smell, they might lose consciousness. It smells like home. Someone showed me a picture on the internet. There's this wild boar looking from the forest, and there's a
Russian panda.
It is written on the bottom, Russian panda. We have our own nature.
Hallelujah.
It's so good, we will eat everything. Everything that moves. Isn't it true? It's true. That's how we lived. Prophets of Old Testament carried the truth and they were ready to die and defend the position of God. Beloved, this generation has to rise up. They have to rise up. The generation has to rise up that does not fear death and dying for the truth that they will speak.
This
generation has to rise up, a generation of prophets that will speak the oracles, the truth of the Lord. Someone has to be an alternative and a prophet to this dirt that is polluting everything. There's not a lot of us. You know what? God does is not after majority. Why don't you read the Bible? It's in there, ever. Give me one that will not bend his knees. Two that will do what I tell him to do. Book of Acts. Look how interesting it is. What we see happening right and left. You know what? Disciples, you know what they did back in the day? Acts 8:18. Look.
Я читаю современного.
I'm reading the New Translation. Acts 8:18. However, Simon, remember the wizard, he came to Christ and he thought, it would be so bad for people to anoint me, to ordain me.
Ну неизвестная ли картина?
Isn't it a familiar picture? We see it right and left.
Иди посмотри налево.
Why don't you right and look right and left? There are these wizards, Simon's right and left. Brother Simon.
И братья Симоновы.
Brother Simons.
Их рука положили.
They have been ordained. And now.
Делают свое задание.
They do what they're meant to do.
В царстве Бога.
In the kingdom of God.
Simon же увидел.
However, when Simon saw that the Holy Spirit was imparted through the laying of on the apostles' hands, he brought money and offered it to them, saying, "Grant me also this power and authority, in order that anyone on whom I place my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Destruction overtake your money and you, because you." What? Some people don't understand the true message of the gospel. They said, why don't you rot with all of your dough that you brought? It's just my translation. It's what the apostle said. Read the new translation. It's very interesting. Look. Peter said to him, of course, you know, Peter, he was an awesome guy. Destruction and rottenness overtake your money and you because... You know what? We need people like that. We need people like that. As soon as you saw some sort of compromise, that's how you say it, right in the face. You'll see. You know what? We need prophets, church, that will speak for the truth and say, you understand to be politically correct. Simon, you know what? You're still a babe in Christ. You have to go through school. You have to be with us together, and you understand, no, you will rot with all of your money together, leave. And Simon, poor guys, look what happened. Destruction overtake your money and you, because you imagine you could obtain the free gift of God with money. You know, I know, these are facts. These, I have proof how many positions have been bought in Christian positions with money. Maybe not something that's so visible, but they'll say, I will bless you from the Lord. It's like quote-unquote blessing. It's like, it's not saying I'm going to purchase something or buy something. It's just putting in an envelope and say, it's a blessing. The Lord has placed upon my heart to bless you. Here's 15,000. What else did the Lord say? The Lord said to be with you, next to you. Can you? Let me speak a word. How many people came here saying, Pastor, I have a calling to preach? I say, go and preach. He says, no, I have to preach here. I say, oh, really? I also have the same calling. I preach here. It's the same thing with me. You know, look at all these people. There's billions of people. There are many, many different buildings. Go for it. My rocket. Go for it. I will help you just take off into the blue sky and tell everyone how you're so anointed, over-anointed. No. They won't hear. Speak here. Over there, it's not so awesome. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is all wrong in God's sight. When will the generation will rise up and will say, your heart is rotten? These people have to rise up that have hearts, pure hearts, people that want to serve God only, not looking at money or popularity or who loves you, who hates you, how many people vote for you. You will speak the truth. Doesn't matter what's happening, who's around you, what faces around you, you're a prophet of God. Do what he tells you to do. How should I find out that I'm a prophet? You see the truth, you see it, you see wrong things, say something about it. Speak. Hello. You see the truth? Speak. You see something that is wrong, something that is completely not according to the will of God? Speak. Look.
Ибо сердце твое неправедно перед Богом.
For your heart is all wrong in God's sight.
Моли Господа, может быть,
so repent of this depravity and wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, this contriving thought and purpose of your heart may be removed and disregarded and forgiven you.
Satan
didn't really go after destruction. He started infecting the church. Look what David wrote. The guy that lived in the Old Testament, how would he even know what's happening? Look what he's saying. Psalm 103:3. I will set no baser wicked thing before my eyes.
И смотрите, что дальше.
Oh, look what else.
Ненавижу.
I hate the work of them who turn aside. It shall not grasp hold of me.
David
не просто
David
simply
did
not say that I'm not going to place anything that's dirty before me to, for it to infect me. He says that even those that are wicked will not come near me. How many times we speak with dirt? You know what? Speaking the gospel of God to an unbeliever is another thing. We're not talking about that. But we're talking about being friends or, you know, doing many all of these different things with those that are just wicked. And we'll say, we live in a different time. What sort of different time? Where we can sin?
Oh,
back in the day, Ananias, when he lied, he just died. You know what's interesting? If it worked the same today as it was back in the day, how many of us stay alive? It's called the grace of God. Lord, thank you for your blood and for the fact that you're not moving through us completely. Right away, we'd have the service of resurrection of the dead, I guarantee you.
Отделенный, то есть Назарей. Помните, Назарей?
Separated, they were called Nazarites. Remember, it's not just something that was cool back in the day.
Nazarite.
There's a serious spiritual aspect in that. The Lord is holding you and you're calling from contaminations. The Lord says, you want to serve me? You're a Nazarite. Don't touch this, don't do that. We think it's some sort of ritual. No, it's a spiritual meaning. The Lord says, do not touch anything. Just cleanse yourself. Groom yourself. Change your clothing. Do what I tell you to do. Separate yourself. It doesn't say that I'm going to shut myself like a monk. No, it says that I will not dirty myself or get myself with anything wicked. We're not talking about not speaking unbelievers here. No, that's different. We're talking about, you know, a lifestyle of purity. It has to be pure, no wickedness. If we want to see something big happen, we have to go back into holiness and purity. We have to go back into the life without compromise. We have to say to this, to God we say yes, and to the wickedness we say no. Not just somewhere quietly in the corner. No. Speak and say, when I sit at this table and at my table, you will never ever say this. And the cookie got stuck in somebody's throat. Oh, the earth is groaning and moaning for the sons of God to manifest. You might say, I will not have a lot of friends. Yeah, but at least they'll be true and real. I've tested this myself. Personally, if there are people and friends around me, those that love the truth and they hate lies. Do not touch anything that is wicked thing. It talks about everything that adds or mixes something that is unclean or wicked to you and to your ministry. In the book of Daniel, remember the story
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Abednego, they didn't want to touch any of the food from the king's table. You understand that this is just an example. If the Lord chose you, he will prepare you a table. Yes, you will be in the same kingdom, but you will be fed by completely different food. You're a completely different person. And everything will be so much better for you. Look, Daniel 1:5. Let's read that. Holiness has to come back into the church. Purity has to come back into the church. Consecration has to come back into the church. We have to stop playing with sin, stop playing with compromise. We have to stop playing with religion. Yes, yes, no, no. Black is black and white is white. If on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit tells you, say the truth, and you say, oh no, I don't know how people will look at me, the Lord takes away his word from you and it departs from you. Don't you dare do that. it's better for me to be an idiot in the eyes of people, but the Son of God in the eyes of God. Believe me. Church has to go back into the source, true source, has to reread the book of Acts, has to see who was the original church, how they were moving. People went to death, but they speak truth into the eyes, into the face, and they were protecting the truth. Right now, everything is mixed up. You know what? We want to place you on our TV station because a lot of people watch. But can you not say this, cannot say that? Then what I have to do is just say on subtitles, because everything I say, according to you, has to be cut out. You know what? From one TV station, they sent me their bulletin. What can you speak? I cannot say. I really, Lord is my witness, I took the messages of Christ, then Christ could not possibly be aired on their channel either. No, you did not understand me. I tell you the truth. They say that we cannot let you speak on our channel because you do this, you say this, you speak against that, you say this against religion, you call names this and that. And I look at the Bible, everything that what they said that they cannot let me be on the channel, the same thing did Jesus, did the same thing. He preached the same. He said that to the face. And I say, apparently, I will not be on their channel. Christ will not be on their channel either. Because he told me to say it exactly like this. And I really don't care about radio stations, some sort of channel, what they or their votes. You know what? The voice is given to me by the Lord and not by your channel. Hello? Believe me, you will show everybody your messages and nobody will see them. My messages will not be anywhere, but people will still search for them. Hello? The voice is given not by channels or by rules, it's by the Lord. And you know what I believe? You know what? The Slavic people will have a channel soon, I prophesy, that will show everything spiritual and only spiritual.
Вот этот канал.
That channel,
я хочу смотреть.
I want to watch.
Пока, пожалуйста.
Please.
Бог.
God.
Дай кому-то
give
сейчас.
Give someone
призвание.
Right now. Call in a destiny. Speak into somebody's heart. I have money and ability. I don't have any of that. I can only do what I do.
Проговори кому-то.
Speak into somebody, Holy Spirit.
Чтобы эти люди просто
for these people to go through everything. I know someone has this calling upon their lives in the Russian-speaking nation. There's not a single TV station that would show everything. Spiritual, all manifestations, all the glory of God, all signs, wonders, and miracles. There does not exist. A little bit here, a little bit there. Oh, not to, you know, upset anybody. To be politically correct for everyone to watch us. I believe. I prophesy. Soon it will happen. This channel will come to life. That will show God's things. I believe. Daniel 1:5.
And
the king assigned for them a daily portion of his own rich and dainty food and of wine which he drank. They were to be so educated and so nourished for 3 years that at the end of the time they might stand before the king. Among these were of the children of Judah. Amongst these were children. There were many young men, but amongst them there were four of the children of Judah. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah. The chief, they were all from the tribe of Judah. Another, Judah, praise. You have no right to mix. Somebody understand me. All of these four guys, they were from the tribe of Judah. Judah, praise, glory. You have no right to be fed from any other table, only from God's table.
Затем
the chief of the Enoch gave them names. Daniel, he called Belteshazzar, the king's attendant. Hananiah, he called Shadrach. Mishael, he called Meshach. And Azariah, he called Abednego. But Daniel determined in his heart that he would not defile himself by eating his portion of the king's table. This is why he asked Enoch that he might be allowed not to defile himself. You are taken out from slavery to the highest position. And you say here, we will not eat king's food from his table.
kill.
Вы можете представить, как отреагировали люди? Я увидел этот асфеназ, он такой,
но он приобрел неблагодарность. And how they
я поговорю, и они начали есть траву. So,
кушали
траву. Выглядели лучше, были
grass.
Дорогие мои, тебе wiser, не нужно питаться от духа этого мира, чтобы быть помазанным
Богом.
Тебе не нужно вообще прикасаться к этой пище, к этому движению. Да, мы там.
Yes,
никто из нас не выходит из этого царства, но у нас пища другая. Почему? Потому что функция у нас другая. Он сказал, ничего не примешается ко мне. В этом это не просто история, это духовный элемент. Это пророческий элемент. Церковь не имеет права питаться источниками извне. Ты должен найти свой,
а свой — это Бог.
Если ты хочешь достичь что-то великое для Бога, хочешь ты того или нет, тебе придется определить свою позицию. Церковь, я еще раз говорю, тебе придется определить свою позицию сначала среди своих родственников. Которым ты приходишь,
you know, you
ты
might
знаете,
start from your relatives
козел.
First. You know, you'll be like that
белая
black spot
козел,
on the white
cloth.
And everyone says,
да,
look at you.
Нет, тебе нужно встать и сказать,
and you're kind of under them. No, you have to stand up and say, listen to me.
Религия всегда пытается разбавить и подогнать послание Бога под людей. Заметили, да? Подогнать послание под людей. В немощи. Бог снисходит. Все нормально. А Бог говорит, вы должны подогнать не меня под себя, а себя под меня. Мы хотим вернуть славу Бога назад в церковь. Время пророков, судей настало, а не
восстанут.
Время этих людей настало, они поднимаются по всему миру. Дорогие мои, реформация не за горами. Я верю, я вижу, я знаю, я пророчествую. Я хочу увидеть живую церковь. Не серчайте на меня, потому что я это прочитал в Библии. Не обижайтесь на меня, потому что я хочу, я никого с собой не беру, и я хочу живого Бога. Я хочу то, что написано, будет я то, что я, и больше всего совершите, потому что я иду к Отцу моему. Я хочу это. Мы уже видим, слепые видят, хромые ходят. Мы уже видим исцеление, мы уже видим чудеса, чудотворения, мы уже видим. Я хочу больше. Мне мало.
It's not enough.
Я хочу коснуться сердца моего поколения. Я хочу увидеть живого Бога не только здесь, в моей жизни, а еще где-то там. Я хочу увидеть, чтобы ты поднялся, занял свою позицию. Не просто еще один год слушал, а начал в духе стенать и говорить, Бог, кто я?
But a year where you cry out to God,
Бог,
ask,
кто я? Объясни мне, открой мне, кто я в это великое время? Скажи мне, кто я? И он тебе
откроет.
Он тебе откроет.
He will tell you.
Помните Саула, да? Вы знаете, сколько сейчас разведено вот этих людей? Не имен я имею в виду. Я имею в виду Саул как позиция. Личность, имеющая мощную позицию, но полностью контролируемая и ведомая людьми.
That position was controlled by someone else.
Человек, на котором было помазание Бога, Бог помазал его. Но он не согласился идти по пути Бога. Он пошел путем компромисса. И всякий раз, когда пророк к нему приходил и в глаза ему говорил, что ты натворил?
What did you do? And he would say, you know, understand. Yeah, well, this happened.
I'm asking, when will those people rise up
who will not be afraid of people? When will that generation rise up who will be afraid of the opinion of Christ and not the people who will bring
his glory and will speak straight up how it's supposed to be said and say the things that will not fit the people's mind? То, что от Бога за ним угнаться невозможно.
You know, things that come from God, you cannot chase it. It goes away from you.
Последнее место я читаю, я заканчиваю. Мое время.
Last scripture. And I'm gonna finish up.
Простая тема. Возвращение к истокам церкви.
I'm just telling you.
Возвращение, не давай ничему примешивать. Просто встань. Ты видишь грязь, ты видишь. Встань, начни говорить. Перестань прятаться. У тебя есть доступ. У тебя есть твой Facebook. Да используй его.
Use your Facebook.
Twitter есть, да оттуда. Начни.
Use your Twitter. Start from there.
Сколько источников сейчас можно говорить о Боге, не только физически, виртуально. Сколько можно копировать, раздавать, дарить, молиться. Сколько можно, я жду и стенаю, я хочу увидеть это поколение. Не просто люди, которые сидят и судят, о, ты неправильно сделал, о, ты здесь неправильно сделал.
Don't be that person who judges, oh, that's not the right way to do it. You know, there is no right way to do it.
Которые встанут и сделают правильно.
Just do it the way it is.
2 Коринфянам 6:15. Я читаю снова перевод. 2
Коринфянам
6:15. Ибо какое может быть согласие между Христом и дьяволом? И что общего имеет верующий с неверующим? Церковь, нам пора вернуться к этим истинам.
To the truth.
Что? Ты говоришь, что я попал в проблему. Читай Библию. Что
Read
у тебя общего? Было вообще садиться в эту машину с этими
людьми? To sit in that car with those people.
Церковь, время назад, в святость, в чистоту, в принципы, в правила.
Clarity and truth.
Нет, нет, да,
no,
да,
no,
стоп.
And yes, no, and here's a stop.
Здесь. Мы с тобой расходимся.
And right here we can have to go separate ways.
Может, он услышит моё Евангелие, твоё Евангелие.
You know, you say, oh, maybe my friend will hear, you know, me evangelize, and he will repent this and that.
Пока ты стал на их уровень, ты уже стал одним из них. И вот как раз таких они не слушают. Они будут слушать кого-то, кто не с ними на одном уровне, и кто будет говорить. О, да, поначалу тебя возненавидят. Но миновать тебя не смогут. 16 стих. Что общего между храмом Божьим и идолами? Ибо мы храм Бога живого, как и сказано Богу, буду жить в них, и среди них я буду Богом, их, и они будут народом моим. 17. Так выйдите же из среды их, и отделитесь от них, говорит Господь. Ты слышишь? Мы не говорим себе, да, мы должны проповедовать Евангелие, не послушайте, не поймите меня неправильно. Перестань быть зависим, тусоваться, сидеть с ними, смотреть, как они пьют, курят, как они ширяются и нюхают эту заразу. Перестань ходить с ними туда, перестань делать с ними то. Отдели себя и скажи, нет, здесь начинается новая жизнь. Они скажут, да пошел ты, а когда придут домой, скажут, вот это нас. Настоящая личность. Вот это принципы. Вот это тот, который, может, он никогда с тобой дружить не будет. Но помнить о тебе всегда будет. И будет знать, что есть люди, которые живут свято. Кто-то понимает? Ну, сегодня так просто. О, дорогие мои, я могу занырнуть на такие глубины. Тебе переводчик нужен будет. Я сеть... Поверьте мне,
Trust
вы со мной ныряли уже. Надо было три раза пересматривать тему, чтобы
врубиться, что было.
Нам нужно вернуться к истоку, чтобы идти дальше. Мы хотим следующий уровень, церковь?
You know,
мы просили его? Ответ на 2012 год. Святость, чистота и отделение.
Yes, the dedication and purity.
Хочешь? Пошли со мной.
Let's go.
Я иду этим путем, и иного пути не хочу.
And there's no other way.
А если им нужен Бог, о, поверьте, God, я с удовольствием засвидетельствую, но только со своей платформой, а не с тобой вместе в баре.
And not at the same place with you at the bar.
17. Так выйдите из среды их и отделитесь от них, говорит Господь. Не прикасайтесь
Touch
к тому, что нечисто. И я приму вас в лоно свое. 18. Смотри, какая красота. Мне так нравится, что говорит Бог. И я стану отцом вашим, а вы станете сыновьями и дочерями моими, говорит Господь Всемогущий. О, Господь, церковь,
church.
Слово на следующий год, на этот год, в начале этого года.
The word for this new year is purity, dedication, and separation. You have to understand who your friends and who your enemies are.
You have to see who you have to be separate from. И телефон со своей книжки удалишь. Прямо сейчас у многих из вас находятся телефоны, смотрят меня в телефонной книге люди, которых ты должен стереть прямо после этой проповеди. Это пророческое слово некоторым из вас, потому что я это не в конспекте, это приходит по ходу дела. Некоторым из вас нужно разобраться прямо в этом году, в начале года, иначе крах неминуем. Приходишь,
otherwise,
открываешь, переосматриваешь, удалить. Никогда не буду вместе с этими людьми. Нечистое не коснется. Ты больше не будешь заражать меня. Ты больше не будешь оттягивать мой путь и мою мечту, движение к Богу. Ты больше не будешь останавливать мое призвание. Я иду к Богу. Детям Бога необходимо вернуться к Святому Духу. К первому источнику истины.
Right.
Отделиться от тех, кто называется братьями и делающих беззаконие. Возобновить свое полное посвящение и занять бескомпромиссный путь Христа. Во имя Иисуса. Воздайте Богу.